I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten, and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. This is Make Some Noise Podcast Minisode number 555. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. And we are getting back to our regularly scheduled programming in terms of having every Wednesday an interview that comes out on the podcast, as well as 2 minisodes a month. And this is my first minisode back, and it's a little different than usual. I got fired up, as I do. I got excited and wanted to record this. And it is going to be a little bit of an infomercial, if you will, about coaching. But I do think that it will benefit and be of value to those of you who kind of have ever wondered, like, am I ready for that kind of a relationship with a coach? You know, whether it's me or someone else. Or some of you might see yourself in what I talk about in this episode. So I don't think I need to preface it even as much as I am. It just is going to be a little bit different than what you are used to. So it's just going to be this one. And then the minisodes are going to go back to me riffing on particular topics around personal development that is per usual. So I hope you're having a great fall, which sounds weird. You know, autumn is what I'm talking about. I will tell you a quick tidbit of what's going on in my life that is sort of funny. I volunteered to be one of the assistant coaches for the Powder Puff football game that's happening at my daughter's middle school. I'm not helping coach football, but I'm helping coach the cheerleaders, which are all boys, 7th and 8th grade boys. So wish me luck. This might be so incredibly interesting, what I'm about to walk into, but I'm actually looking forward to it. And what I have in my head about how I can still dance and do cheers from the early 90s is probably not going to be how it goes. And also I've made a promise to me and my daughter that I will not embarrass her. So more on that soon. Speaking of cheerleading, I'm going to let you listen to this episode around what is coaching? What does it take when you decide to show up as a client? What type of client do I work best with now that I've been coaching for 150 years now? Well, like 15 years. I'm close. Also, this is available on YouTube if you want to go and watch it instead of listen to it. It's the same thing, just on YouTube. If you've ever wondered what I look like when I am recording a podcast, head on over to the show notes. Anyway, I hope you are just having a great day, and I also hope that you know how incredibly amazing you are each and every day. All right, enough of that. Let's get into the content. There. I wanted to make this video because I was just on a Zoom call with one of my colleagues, and she casually asked me a question that kind of sparked this whole cascade of thoughts in my mind. And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to turn on the mic. I need to turn on a video recorder and record myself and send this message out to my community. So here I am. And the question that she asked me was about one-on-one coaching. And she, you know, we hadn't caught up in a while, and she was asking me, are you still taking clients? Are you still having one-on-one be your favorite thing to do as a coach? And so I told her yes. And, you know, I had filled up my practice over the summer and still love it more than anything else in the world. You know, even as I think about sort of like pivoting my career, which more on that later, I don't want to get ahead of myself as I tend to do, but that is always what I see myself doing. I think it's the thing that I have been gifted with, as I love going really deep with people and getting to know someone so well, where I can use my intuition just on that one particular person and we run with it. And I've been doing this for 16 years now. And during that time, I have had many, many, many clients. 99.9% of them have been women. And I have seen so many different types of people in all different kind of careers, or sometimes they are stay-at-home moms and just all different places in their life. And obviously, as you go on and the years go by, you start to see patterns of the things that they bring to coaching that they want to accomplish. And I also see patterns as to who is the type of person that I work with best. And I have found that there are some women who come to coaching with me and I vet them and they seem like a perfect client. And at the end of the day, I realize that they more so, and this is not at all to say that this is bad or good, wrong or right, but they more so like the idea of working with me in particular, not necessarily coaching. They may be perfect for coaching, but they like the idea of working with me. They see something in me that they want to have in their own life, that they want to portray. Or, and again, I have had many, many women in my life in particular where I have seen attributes that they have where I want that, or maybe it's a value that they honor in their life where I want more of that, you know, maybe more courage, more confidence, or whatever it is. I've certainly been there, but they're just not ready. And again, not bad, not good. There have been plenty of things over the years in my life that I have not been ready to do. This career pivot that I'm about to take, I thought about it 20 years ago, was not ready then. And that's okay. I think we evolve in our lives and we get to these places eventually that we think about and like the idea of, and sometimes we're just not there. So again, there have been women that have come to me and they have made progress, but they weren't truly ready to do the work. And then I work with women, and this is usually the majority of the women that come to me. They are ready. They are probably scared, which is a good thing, because it means a lot to them that the changes that they're trying to make, but they are scared, but they are ready. Because working with me, when I am at my best, when I am working at my highest level as a coach, I am not for the faint of heart. Somewhere along the cosmos, I was gifted with the ability to call people forth, to really take them to the edge and hold your hand and look over with you and say, this is it. Like, this is what you have been called to do. This is what you have been called to have. This is the path you were meant to go on. You're the one that knows it. You come with it. You tell me. I don't know. My job is to hold your hand during the process and hold up a mirror to your face and say, look at you. Like, look at the beauty and glory and ability that you have. Look at the path that has been laid before you. You can do this, and I am going to help you. And that's what we do. I push people. When I'm at my best as a coach, I push people to their limits. So they go and do the things that they know that they were meant to do here in this lifetime. I ended with a client recently, and we were on our last session, and she said to me, and this was not the first time I have heard this, she said, if you would have told me that this is where we were going to end up, if you would have told me that I was going to accomplish the things that I did during our time together, I would not have believed you. As a coach, that is glorious for me. When a client at the end of our work together is proud of themselves and acknowledges that they did the work, because it's not me. Like, don't put me up on a pedestal. Like, yes, they're grateful for the tools that I have given them and the strategies that I taught them to get to the place, but they did the work. You're the one that does the work. And I think that's what trips people up. They like the idea of coaching, but they haven't fully integrated the belief and knowledge that they're the ones who are going to have to show up for their life. I was in that same boat probably 17 years ago. I like the idea of changing my life, but I wanted someone else to do it for me. Nah, too scared. No, not ready. Definitely not ready to like face all of the coping mechanisms and ways that I was behaving and ways that I was thinking that were not serving me. I was still a little bit comfortable in the muck. Wasn't ready yet. I eventually got there, but I've definitely been in that place where it was like, I like the idea of changing my life, but I am not ready to do the work that it entails. So what is the work that it entails? The work entails telling the truth, first and foremost, about what's going on in your life that you want to change and being willing to do it, obviously. The work is also being open enough to hear your options of what it's going to take to get there. And usually there aren't a lot of them. Always, 100%, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be massively uncomfortable.
Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal, and that they won't already have can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Doing the work also means that you work with me to create action plans that are doable, but also that push you out of your comfort zone. That's doing the work. And we go back to this and recalibrate, and life happens. And of course, you're going to have to put some things off. And it's not about doing it perfectly. It's about creating a relationship with me where you trust yourself enough to be able to
reconfigure things and plan things out accordingly, but that you also trust me that I am going to work with you in a way that works best for you. That is, that's accountability, like how you like to be encouraged, how you like to be coached, et cetera, et cetera. And doing the work also incorporates you understanding that like these are lifelong lessons and strategies and tools that you're getting. I don't want to work with you forever. I would love that because I love the people I work with, but the goal is for us not to work together forever. The goal is for you to learn tools, strategies, tactics to get the resources that you might need. And you know, I tell you this all the time on the podcast, that confidence comes from doing the thing. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. That's irrelevant, really. I mean, it's nice when it works out, but it's doing the thing and sometimes it's succeeding. And then when it fails, you build the resilience and understanding and confidence that you are resilient so you can keep going. That's part of coaching. So you take the action, you do the things that you commit to doing that we work on together, and that builds your confidence and it strengthens that muscle that you will carry with you forever. That's when I am doing my job. So much of coaching is also me asking you a lot of questions. Sometimes it's just gathering information, but a lot of times it's asking you these powerful questions that you would never think to ask yourself because we just don't. And that you need a person who's not emotionally attached to your life, who doesn't know all of the baggage, who can see other perspectives for you, or at least the possibility of other perspectives and ways of looking at it. That's what powerful questions do. And it allows you to think outside of the box. It allows you to get out of this black or white thinking that you might have. It allows you to question the narrative, the story that you've been creating about your life, and maybe write a new one, or even just know that there's a possibility to write a new one. That can even change your life. I think what I'm trying to say is when you're ready to work with a coach like me, what has to happen is that you feel this sort of bubbling up, this truth, if you will, with a capital T, that's happening to you where you know there has to be a different way. Or maybe you're stuck in making a decision. And maybe when you're stuck in that decision, like you know which way you probably need to go, like which way your intuition is telling you where to go, but that direction is so scary. You're like, maybe there's a different way, or maybe someone can help me see how I can actually make that decision and go in that direction. You know, you're ready to work with a coach like me when you know that you will have regrets if you don't take some action in your life and make some decisions and maybe change course. You know, in 5, 10 years, you know that you will regret it if you don't create some motion in your life around that. And I know what that sinking feeling of regret feels like. And I have some of it in my life. And it's the worst. It is the absolute worst. I get it. But you're absolutely ready to work with someone like me when you are tired of your own, it's like sitting in your own bullshit. And I say that with such love and compassion because I think we've all been there to varying degrees. But when you've been sitting in it for so long, or maybe like, life has made a choice for you. Something happens, maybe you get laid off or your spouse leaves you or something happens where the course of your life has changed. And it's actually a new opportunity. You might be devastated about something. You might be in grief around something. And two things can be true at the same time. You can hold that grief in your hand. And in the other hand, you can hold the possibility for a new opportunity. That's when you know that you're ready to work with someone like me. There are thousands of coaches out there, and we're all different because we're all unique humans. And I have been doing this long enough where I know that I was born with this gift to be a certain way, as well as been trained to hone it and have the chops, the experience, the years behind me, the 1600 plus hours of coaching to be able to really lean into this is how I work best. This type of person is who I work best with. So I don't mean for this to sound like a long infomercial, but it kind of is. I just wanted to be really clear about who it is that I work best with. And if you are listening to this and you are someone who's ready to change your life, let's have a conversation. Just a conversation. I will be very clear with you. What are the three main things, like the three patterns of primary focus that people bring into a coaching relationship with me? That doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that you bring, but I'll be really honest with you and transparent if I think I can help you or not. I would really love a handful of clients who are truly, truly ready to do the work. And if you come to me and I love what you're bringing and I do think that you can do it, but I think that you might need maybe some therapy beforehand, or you need some more skills around particular topics, I will be honest with you and say, like, yes, I think that you are ready to probably work with a different coach, or you to get some more therapy under your belt. And then let's talk again, because I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste your money. And I really, really want you to get the best support that you need. That is my job. Like, first and foremost, before I coach anybody, it's like making sure that you are getting the support that you need. And maybe it's just with the podcast, maybe it's with my books or whatever it is. Like, there are some coaches that I know where, like, I wouldn't want to work with them, you know, in past parts of my life, because I just wasn't ready. But I work with women who are truly ready to level up their life. And we are going to talk about probably some hard truths. You are going to have to, like, sit in some uncomfortableness around the mess. And so if you think you're ready, then let's talk. I'm excited to hear from you. I'm excited to read your application. Even if we end up not being a good fit, I'm honored to get the opportunity to read about your life. So the application is at andreaowen.com/apply. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. I would be so incredibly grateful if you haven't done so already, if you could leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Super easy if you already listen to your shows over there. But if you don't, or maybe you have the app on your phone, but you listen to the show on a different app, if you could leave a review for this show, it matters so much. I wish I could express how much it matters. I also wish that it didn't matter so much, but alas, it does. So if you haven't already, please go review and rate the show. It would mean so much to me. And thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.